ahead. Hear now, the former director of What Would Jesus Do? Of Altamont Springs, Florida, and now national director of What In Fact Jesus Did, the Reverend Dr. Roger Allen Park. Friend, voting citizen, as a result of the recent national election, I have a deeply felt obligation to speak to you today. You know what happened last week. No, Jesus didn't return to this troubled planet of ours, but he came pretty damn close, didn't he? Turn with me to that county-by-county, nationwide election results map. Sort of reminds you of a Sherwin-Williams paint ad, don't it? You know, where the bucket of paint pours color over the entire northern hemisphere? In this case, the color, the hue, the chromaticity is red. Flaming, florid, flushed, uniform, ruby red. Oh yes, blue can be found here, here, there, another bit there, but it exists much like a skin condition. Perhaps scattered pimples of incomprehension on an otherwise unblemished expanse of penetrating discernment. What does it mean to you? Friend, balloting American, I'm going to be blunt. Are you a Jew? Perhaps you have a towel wrapped around your head. Possibly you're squatting right now in front of a fat guy statue with some kind of sticky-ass incense burning in the background. Hear me and hear your fellow voter. Get right with the Lord. In fact, get pretty far right with the Lord. For the farther right you can get, and I'm thinking Bob Jones University territory, the better off you're going to be in the new paradigm. Yes, there's a reason all those states said you to the notion of homosexual marriage. For who among us wants to see men who look like Ernest Borgnine and Ed Asner sticking their tongues down each other's throat while the adoring mayor of San Francisco looks on? Same way no one, or certainly not enough, wanted to see some cheese-eating, frou-frou surfboard sissy having to kowtow every day to a wise-ass witch with a tax shelter the size of Brazil before he could walk into the Oval Office. No, friend, if you act now, you can still avoid that 2 a.m. knock on the door. Yes, John Ashcroft will most likely be gone, but then so was Karen Hughes, wasn't she? Nothing is forever except heaven and hell, like Kerry versus Bush. The choice is yours. Do not get dazzled by God.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
I must sing in the morning.